Jigyasa. Who am I? Where am I? What am I? And what will be my best benefit? All this discussion. Dharma shod yapavarikasya nathathaya upakalpati nathasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya visnata kamasya na indriya priti labho jiveta javata jivasya tatta jigyasa natho jastriho karma ki. I must inquire, where am I? And how can I can get rid of the present limitation? How can I liberate me? And what is my highest prospect? It is this chain has been devised for such purpose in our life. But generally we find the opposite. My duty is set not for to liberate from this unfavorable environment, but it is to earn money, and the money is released for sense pleasure. And dharma, that is also generally used to distribute the sense pleasure amongst this environment. That is dharma. What is dharma? To distribute money or food, or that is sense pleasure. That is the food of the physical body. And not to enquire, as an enquire, Brahma Jigyasa, from whom, yato vaimani bhutani jayanti, jeno jatani jivanti, yat paryanta visham visanti, tad vijigyasasya. Not that Brahma Jigyasa. Who is around me? Who is controlling me? My fate? Where am I? Am I? And what is my highest prospect? What is the means to that highest goal? All these inquiries, they are stopped going on. Earning money and acquiring sense pleasure and maximum distributing that to our family or to the society. Sense pleasure, distribution of sense pleasure. We are satisfied there. There's physical need, our duty is done. But no diagnosis, treatment is going on, helping others, what he needs. The patient says, give some bad diet, I like that, I am supplying that, I don't care that this will enhance his disease, I don't discriminate, and supply. Then the patient dies. That is our inconsiderate help done by Ramakrishna Mission, etc. The gundas are given organized help without changing their direction. It's going to the hell. You are very too tired. I am giving some help. Go. Little haste to go to the hell. They don't care to change their direction. They don't go that side. Come this side. Then I'll help you. Come this side. Come this side. You give soul, come towards God. I am helping you. That is discriminate help. Indiscriminate, whatever he is doing does not matter. I am making social work, independent of anything else. So what is that? And there's help to whom? Who is the party? This body or mind or the soul within? Who is the party? Whom to help? Whom to help? Who is the party to receive the help? And what is the disease? To set this mortal coil, only to set the mortal coil to help the man within. Sometimes it may come in such an acute position that by killing a man may be helped. Otherwise he is going to do some such a great mischief that if he commits that, he will be very badly in very bad position. Stop him before he does such nuisance. That he also may be put to the help, because soul is immortal. Help the soul. This body, then body is, of course, human body, well and good, if it is, if you like. Vaishnava Varat or Bhagavata Varat, if cannot be opposed, kill him. He may not go to be prey of that the most heinous disaster in his future life. Stop him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. By killing also we can serve the man. We can serve him really sometimes. So extreme view we can take to detect and to analyze who is the party, what is good, how one should be helped, what consideration should get preference.
It may be antisocial. Antisocial.
Social the society of the ignorant and of the dacoits, gunda. Society. What is society? When society, then there is a standard, absolute standard. And what's near to the standard of life, then that society should have recognition. That is vox populi and vox dei. Some say vox populi is vox dei. We don't care for that. That is wrong. The voice of the people is the voice of God. Never. Mass is ignorant. Human beings, there are other sections, they may hold the majority here. The trees may be majority. They will say that the human section, they are consuming oxygen. No, that is opposite. The human society that are cutting us off of this thing, making a bad treatment, they should be banished from here. They are majority. The majority here, majority is ignorant. Among German philosophers, mass is ignorant. So even Jinnah told before Lucknow Congress, brute majority. The brute majority that will decide the fate of the nation. The voice of populace is voice of God. Never. They are ignorant, do not know. Then what is the necessity of the leaders in the religious field? Why did Jesus came, Muhammad came, Shankar came, the religion, the genius? They come and lead the masses generally, and so many are their followers. What is this? Mass is ignorant. Experts should be adored in every field. And also in the field of religion, the experts, they should be adored, they should be followed. We should check their ideas. So, but vox dei should be vox populi. So no question of Bible, Quran or Veda, if the voice of the people is voice of God. They differ at times, and the voice of the God will also differ. No truth eternal. There cannot be an eternal truth. And no necessity of rejection through the Veda, through through the rishi, the experts, through the Mahajan, the great man, the revealed truth. This is atheism. Society, if they follow the direction of the Veda, the religious experts, revelation, revealed truth, then the society will be saved. What society? They are all fallible creatures. Every day they can find that they are committing so many mistakes. They are unfallible directors of the society. And ludicrous. Dekhechi dine tin avastha jahar. Three stages are found in every day in a person, and he says, I am the leader. Repenting his own activity, and he is a leader. What is society? Society should be guided by great men. দেখিতেছি দিনে তিন অবস্থা যাহার সেই কি পাপি গায় আপনাকে গায় ছাড় বলে চৈতন্য ভাগবতে আছে হুম উই ফাইন্ড ইন ওয়ান ডে থ্রি স্টেজেস in three stages. And he says that I am the leader of the society. This is a pun. Dekhitechi dine teen avastha jahar. Sei papi apnake ke gaye ek chikon chhat na. Chaitanya Bhagavat perhaps. No stability in him found in three parts of day he gives opinion of three varieties and he says I am the leader, accept me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. কত বাজল
কত বাজল
দশ বাজল দশ দশ ইয়াদ গৌর হরি দ্যাট উইল অল বি ডিসলভড এন্ড ভ্যানিশ ইউ গো গো হ্যাভ ইট
Bengali, you have Somar Name, Amar Bhagavat Das Nam Rup Chandan Le Lupta Hoya Jaya. So, Somar Name, in the name of liberation?
In Bhagavan Name.
Amar is positive attainment. That will vanish. I shall be forced to come in the marginal position, neither this side nor that side. That's in the marginal position. That is what is favorable to banish that. Neither this body, neither that body, mukti, liberation. Liberation. That is imaginary lying, imaginary position, not anything positive. So whatever little positive correction I have got with me, I have to dissolve, to desert that, abandon that. Because I am mukta, 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 liberated for anything and everything. I can't participate, then I am in bondage with that. But I have got my attraction. For the prasadam, for the ornament, for the avasisha, tayubhukta-sag-gantha-vasu-lankara-chachita, uchishtu-bhujino-rasa-stava-mayang-jayimai. With the remnants that offer to the Lord, With the help of that I shall get my bhakti devotion towards the Lord. And if I am a follower of mukti proper, then I shall have to leave all these things also. So go away, don't try to pollute me.
So, when you say bhakti here, bhakti is saying, Amar Bhagavat Das Nam Rup Chandan Le Rupa. So, this Bhagavat here means my Lord? My Lord. Amar Bhagavat.
Amar Bhagavat Das Nam. That I am the servant of Krishna. This name will go away, vanish. I have got connection. I am a servant of Krishna. I can't remain that because I am mukta from every aspect. And the chandan also, the stamp is there. I am Bhagavad Das. The stamp I shall have to give up. I am Bhagavad Das. The stamp is there. The Tulsi Mala, this chandan, deep, all these things that are one of our God brother, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciple, Rupal Sanyasi Tirthamala used to tell that if in the municipal area there any dog moves here or there without bugles, without
tag,
color.
Color. Leather, yes, camera.
Leather.
Leather color. Then that is shoot.
Shoot it.
Then the servants of the municipality would shoot that dog.
Yeah.
So, with this bhagavat we have got, this Tulsi Mala, that we are servants of Krishna. Then no one will injure to harm us. And without this Tulsi Mala, we may be shot down by the dog. We belong to none. So I want to live this valuable leather
color.
There is Tulsi Mala. Je kantha lagna tulsi narinakha mala. One Padma Pura. Rasadudhapundra, Jivadalata Phulaki, Rasadudhapundra, Jivahu Parichin Vidha Sankha Chakra. Whomever you will find with such signs, leave them. Jamaraj says to the Dutta, others you take to me. Ye Kantra Lagna Tulsi Nadinaksha Mala, Jiva Lalata Phulaki Rasadurdha Pundra Jiva Ki Parichinhita Sankha Chakra Bahu Parichinhita Sankha Chakra. Tadike Baddiye Baki Sab Tana Na Dhang Tadike Dhari Dhari Niyesu. Fetch them towards me who has got not such signs on their body. He's ordering his dhuta. Tāna madhya masadu viṣuṅhān mukunda.
Maharaj, there's another sort here.
Bhuvanamāsu parit.
This is by...
Bhuvanamāsu parit. Parit parenti.
Yamunācārya. One sloka.
Bad. Asādhu. Asat means asat, dishonest. Those that are after mortality, asat. Asat, derivative means which is not existing, which is imaginary, asat. And from that it will come which is not good, which is the asat people means dwells not honest. Those are running after transient pleasure, selfish pleasure. They are also.
Here the itaro.
Itaro. It is an ordinary, other than.
This is Dvivachana.
Other than your devotees. That is itaro. Your devotees and other than that. Itaro.
Oh, these two. Devotees and non-devotees.
Yes.
I see. Of those two. I see.
Anyhow, I want your association in any form or other, even the servant of the servant of the servant of you, and in others who are not connected with you, I don't, itaro, or the ordinary people, I don't want to be a good position, even equal to that of a Brahma, the Creator. Even I am offered to have a position like that of a Brahma, which ordinary, in connection with the ordinary people, I don't want that. But I want to be even the birth of an insect or worm in the room of your devotee. Like, ito janama ho jatha tuva das, tuva bahid mukha brahma janame nahi as. Bhakti Vinasa goes another poem. Manasa deha gaya yoki chumar, there. I want to be, if by the course of the law of karma, I, in future, to have any birth anywhere in your creation, then this is my prayer, that any birth I may have, even if that of a worm or insect, I have no objection. But only my prayer to avoid the company of those that are apathetic to you. Even honorable position that of Brahma is offered to me, I don't like it. Kīcha janama ho yatha tuva das. I prefer the birth of a one in the room of your, in the house of your devotee. And bahir mukha brahma janme nahi as. And even the position of a brahma, I like to reject. I have no taste for that. What to speak of other higher birth. Even the man who is the creator of this mundane world, bahir mukha jagat, I do not want his position. That is Shuddha Bhakti. A real devotion is there. And another striking point, Yamanacharya, he was almost the guru of Yamanacharya. Yamanacharya, life perhaps you don't know, Yamanacharya.
The guru?
He was a guru. Guru of Ramanuja, we may say, though perhaps Ramanuja did not meet him. Yamanacharya was a good scholar. Good scholar. And he was continuing his study in a school, in a school, Gurukul. Then, at that time, king, he gave an announcement. In the king's name, some announcement was given out that my court pandit, he wants to know if there is any one scholar, any scholar, to discuss him about the teachings of the scripture, Veda, etc. Then he may accept this particular golden thing was sent from door to door, golden kumbhra, kumbhra ke ki wale? Gout. Gold. Or something. A golden
bowl.
Ornament?
Not ornament. A pouch. This kumbra bale.
Bowl type.
This is a chal kumbra, as mita kumbra sabale na.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Like squash.
Something like
squash.
That thing was sent, and with declaration that hold this. If anyone is there who ventures to discuss about the meanings and the purpose of the Vedic school, then Ramanuja's guru avoided that. No, I won't go. But Jamuna Jaji was there. His name was something was his name. He told after his Gurudev to take the challenge. To keep up this. No, I get some money from the state. That is, he is all in all in the state. He is the appointed pandit of the king. If he may stop my stop the money what I get every month to keep up the school. So I don't like to disturb that gentleman. Then Yamuna Jaji told, So Chidi Govindamare Uttar Diya Soikanath. Then Yamuna Jaji told, no. I want to take the challenge. You are my Gurudev, and when I am here, you will sign that you are not fit to discuss with him. I can't tolerate that. And I must go to discuss with that Raj, the scholar of the Raja. And then he could not calm him. So it was taken, and Yamuna Jaji went to the court, Panchal court, and that was already a rumor spread that a boy is coming to discuss with the court pandit. So many scholars gathered also. What's the matter? The boy will come to such a big scholar to discuss things with him. And Yamuna Jaji is going. In the harem, the queen is there and the king also there. And there is a talk between them. The queen says, Alandaru. Now he has come. And they set a bet on the future opposition that if this boy be victorious, the queen took the side of the boy, Yamuna Jaji. This boy, he must be victorious in this fight. The king told, no, it is not possible. My good scholar, he is a great pandit, he is a great scholar. What this boy will do? Then suppose if this boy, he be victorious, what he will give? The king told, my daughter, I shall marry with him, and half of the kingdom I shall give. Yes, sure, the victory. Then the sitting for discussion. He was very much enraged. And that he has a, this boy has come to take the challenge he cannot do because he has already given namaskar. Whoever will come, he will talk with him. So can't avoid. Still, he feels much insult that I had so many scholars, all are afraid of me, and this boy has come to insult me. Then, when they sit together, the court pandit, he asked a question. Will you be able to answer my questions? Yes, I shall try. I put 3 questions to you. No, the court pandit told, have you come to discuss and to defeat me about it? Yes, I have come. Put any question, I shall cut it asunder. I put 3 questions to you. One, then Yamunacharya put this question. One question that I say, your mother is not barren. Barren of what is this?
Yes, barren.
Who cannot produce child?
Yes, barren.
Barren. Your mother is not barren. You have to prove that your mother is barren. That is one. The second, the king, I say, the king is pure in character. The king, our king, is of pure character. You have to prove that he is impure. The third, the queen is a chaste lady, I say. You have to prove that she is adulterer. So how you will be able to? They say, can't say anything. Can't say anything. Sweat came in him. How he will come? 3 questions. Then after some time, and men and other scholars, they are waiting with the with the Ruddhasas, with that breath, without breath, something like that.
Breathless.
They are waiting. Then there's a court pandit, the Raj pandit. He came with a thunder voice. Can you answer these questions? That was. Say yes. Yes. Then the excitement grew to the extremity. How he will be able to put this question? Then he quoted from that Praman, that his proof must be given from some scripture or so, otherwise it won't be accepted. He quoted one that if the son of a lady is worthless, then she may be called barren. The one who has produced a son like you, who is so boast and who has got no real sense, she may be considered to be barren lady. This apadartha putra, valueless child, producing a valueless child, the mother is accused that she is a barren. It is mentioned in such Quran. What to do? Next, the king is not pure. It is simple. Can you prove?
Jayagopal.
Well, yes, being is impure. Why? Again, quotation from scriptures. King is receiving taxes from the subjects. And thereby, with these taxes, their sin is going always to the king. And he performs yajna and other activities, thereby he is becoming, purifying himself. But because the tax comes always, and with that sin comes to the king, and so he may be considered to be impure for the sin of the subjects. And the quotation given, count the fables. Then the third and the most terrible, the queen is not chaste lady. Everything with breathless attitude. There it goes. There are so many gods always living with the queen, with the king. Eight gods or so. They are always living. Mahati Devata Raja Nararupi Natishtati. There are some eight gods, they are always with the king. So when the king meets his wife, the gods are also there. So in that sense, in the chastity, in the sense of chastity, what we conceive, that is disturbed. And that was accepted. Yes, we can't deny that. So he was subdued. Pratibhadi Bhankar. Then another key title they got. Pratibhadi Bhankar. Yamunaga. Then there is another point. Bala Balashakarlankim Nanti Kadivaram. When he was asked by, perhaps by the king, before they come begin the discussion, then you, boy, will you be able to come into dispute and discussion with this big pandit? When the king put this question to Yamunacharya, then he answered, Balu Bhava Shivalankin Nanti Kadiva. Balu Hung Javatan Natha. Oh, you lord of men. I may be a young man, young, maybe a child. But Nome Bala Saraswati. But my knowledge is not my Saraswati, my voice, she is not a girl. Bala Balasya Karalam Kinnuhanti Kalivaram. The poison, the venom of a small serpent, is it not sufficient to kill the person? Bala Balasya. A very small serpent. Balo means the son of a serpent. The venom of the son of a little serpent. Is it not sufficient to kill a man? So I may be a boy, but my knowledge is not like that of a boy. So I think I shall be able to fight with him. And when the fight finished, the queen came, asked the king, keep your promise. I want to give my daughter to this boy, and half of the kingdom you must give to him. And then it was done. And for some time he was engaged in, he was in the line of Vaishnava, Vaishnavites thought. Some time passed, he is engaged in that pleasure, in the marriage and the king, royal life. Then one old devotee, he was very fond of a particular vegetable, shark. And the one follower of Ramanuj section used to supply that vegetable every day to him, to his cook. He is now a king. Then one day he asked the cook, "Where do you get this kind of vegetable every day? It is not found during the whole time of the year. It is rarely found. What is it?" And one sadhu, he takes this vegetable for you. How he has known that this is very favorite to you, vegetable? Then he asked him what does he want. Then he asked the sadhu, the cook. Then the Jamunacharya asked his cook, and who gives this kind of supply, my favorite vegetable? He told that one sadhu, what you ask him, what does he want from me? Then he asked and he told, "I want to meet him once." And that was granted. And when that sadhu met him, he began to weep, cry. What is this that you are? You are such a great hope of our future, hope of our sampradaya. Now you are such a big, extraordinary scholar. And you are now enjoying the kingdom. And our sampradaya sustains a great loss. The other party, that is Shankar school and others, they are encroaching on our prestige, and you are sleeping, engaged in. Then he gave some assurance,
Sarva Bhavana.
In a car?
Yes.
Charushani, perhaps, he gone to Bombay. Then from that time, Jamunacharya again returned to work for the Vaishnava school. And as for Swarnagati, we find very high thought from him about Kulasekhar Adwar as well as Jamunacharya. In one poem he has written, "O Lord, now I think I am at normal consciousness. I pray to you, that only enlist me in your service, or service in your department, service of your servant of the servant of the servant, anything. This is mine. I am surrendering to you. I am writing this bond now. And if in future I am in full normal consciousness now, but my future may not be guaranteed. If in future I want, I want something. You won't, please don't care. that. As regards I am praying for me, this, please sanction that this is eternal. This is for forever. I don't know in future I may pray something else, but don't give that. Don't give that. This is my final. I am fully in normal consciousness now. And that should be considered as abnormal if in future I want anything else. And these are many things. We find the real sign of Saramagati in his writing. And the last time in Srirangam, when he was going to depart, he asked for, called for Ramanuja. Ramanuja then a rising scholar at that time. He called for Ramanuja. I want to meet him. But when Ramanuja reached that place, he already passed away. He could not speak.